His follower, and we're the followers, and he is the leader. He takes the banner and goes ahead. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with a cross of Jesus going on before. And that cross must go ahead. That cross must crucify us to the world and the world to us. And we must forsake all to follow the real Jesus of the Bible. In the 6th chapter of Revelation, there's a very amazing revelation of this real Jesus that the Apostle John has shown us here. Beginning in verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal. And lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it's rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, the Lamb, Christ, sweet smiling Savior. That sweet smiling Savior these preachers want to counterfeit into being the real Christ. Jesus is not a sweet smiling Savior. He's a King of kings and Lord of lords. He's a high priest at this time. But he knows one thing, that the disciples that fills his kingdom for 1,000 years are going to be men and women who's made a choice that he comes first, last, and always. Or he cannot reign as King of kings and Lord of lords over their lives. Jesus cannot rule our lives until we let him be Lord and Master and then make him King on the throne room of our hearts. It's the only way he'll accept us. He don't accept any less. No way. He don't accept it. For the great day of his wrath is come, the last verse of Revelation 6. The great day of his wrath, that's Jesus, the Lamb. His day of wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? He's going to come with his eyes like flames of fire. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he'll smite the nations that rebel against him. His countenance is as the sun shineth in his strength. In his hand will be 7 stars. His feet will look like brass in a molten furnace of heat. When this apostle saw him, he fell at his feet like you'd shot him. But Jesus laid his hand upon him because he feared him. He says, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that was dead. And behold, I live, and I'm alive forevermore. And I've got the keys to death and hell. I've got them. Jesus gave us that assurance. And if we'd put our trust in him, he'd use the key that we chose by our own free will. Lord, I want you to use that key of death, hell, and the grave to give me that victory. I believe it. I believe your death. I believe that your death spelled victory for me, that I'm justified because I believe you got those keys, that you took them away from the devil. Hebrews 2, 14 and 15 says he did. And he took that fear of death out of me. I don't fear death no more because you've unlocked heaven to everyone that follows you. You are the way. You're the truth. You're the life. If I follow you, you'll lead me into that paradise that you prepared for those that love you. In the midst of the throne of God is a paradise and the tree of life and a river that flows from that paradise. And you've got the keys to it. And you've unlocked death and hell and promised us the same victory you had. And because you live
I can face tomorrow. Because you live, all fear is gone.
Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
The real Jesus.
Yes, Lord, you demand that we qualify.
You demand that we give up sin. You demand that we sacrifice friends, relatives, and family to obey you and follow you. That where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither you go, and how can we know the way?
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and you can't get there except by me. I've got the keys to the heaven of heavens and the palace of gold and the mansion that you want to get to.
I've got a crown of life awaiting for you, not to hold. Paul the Apostle said of the real Jesus, there's a crown laid up for me, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Hebrews 9:28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear without sin unto salvation. While we're here in this little old dressing room, that's all this world is. God gives us a little dressing room to live in. May not be very big. You may not have more than one bathroom. You may not have much money left over from your work each week. The Lord didn't promise you all them big deals and a lot of money. He promised you a cross. He promised you some hardships. He promised you some persecution. He promised you also joy that you could overcome. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, and you can too. The Apostle Paul taught that same Christ that he'd met on the road to Damascus that said, Paul, or Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Who are you? I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting. He said, what you having to do, Lord? Go in the city. There'll be somebody to tell you what to do. And here come a fellow over to tell him, named Ananias, 3 days later, and said, Brother Saul, even Jesus whom you saw on the road to Damascus has sent me to lay hands on you that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And he'll show you how great things you'll suffer for his name's sake. But over in Revelation 2:10, Jesus to the church says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, some of you shall be cast into prison, that you may be tried 10 days. But be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee a crown of life. Praise God. The real Jesus, he demands you to clean your life up. He demands you stay out of the world. He demands you to come out and be separate. Paul the Apostle preached separation from the world, from the pleasures of the world, from the crowds. You don't want to get out with the crowd. Jesus don't go with the crowd. He'll not walk with the proud or the scornful. Separate yourself to walk with God. There's only, old song says, on the Jericho road there's room for just two. No more and no less, just Jesus and you. Each burden he'll bear, each heartache he'll share, there's never a care, for Jesus is there. And he'll make a way for us when there seems to be no way through these places that he demands that we walk. Sometimes we close our eyes and enter into that dark tunnel. Go into that shadow that we can't see the other side of. And we'll get our teeth and scrunch. Hey, Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh, Lord, look down on me when I kneel in prayer. I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. And he said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Fear not, I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He's the God that went through the fire for the Hebrew children. They saw that fourth man, and the king marveled. He says, did not we cast three men in the fiery furnace? And behold, I see four, and the fourth one is likened to the Son of God. He'll go with us. He'll deliver us and protect us. He'll never leave us if we'll walk with him and live holy. It's not Jesus that leaves. It's you that leave him. When sin in your life, you may think you're sneaking around. David said in Psalm 139, he said, the darkness hideth not from thee. The day and the night are both alike unto thee. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? You think God don't see you? Yeah, he sees you. He sees you. He's making a record of it. He remembers. He don't forget. He don't forget. And when we keep sin in our lives, he's going to judge us for it. And if we don't get judged here with affliction and trouble and sorrow and pay for it, we're going to hell for it. Sin is a tragedy. It's not a trifle, ladies and gentlemen. And the real Jesus in the Bible don't put up with sin. He may tolerate it. He may be long-suffering for a bit until he gives you time and space to repent. But you've got to straighten up and walk with him, or he will deny you before the Father. When you call on him,